Well, tonight, pressure is mounting on government to settle suppliers providing food items to senior high schools across the country or phase thereof. Now, the suppliers are tonight vowing to undertake extreme measures to get their monies paid. They say they are waiting to see what government does as early as next week. And if their monies are not cleared, they will have resolved to take action. More of that shortly. First, though, the minority in parliament say government must immediately settle about 6 billion cedis it owes several contractors and suppliers in relation to the Free SHS program. According to the group, the supplier of the tablet for senior high schools student is currently owed in excess of 300 million cedis. Speaking to journalists in parliament, minority spokesperson on education, Peter Nochukotoy, warned that several of these businesses could collapse if government reneges on its responsibilities towards them.
I can say that information available to me indicates that over 6 billion is being owed to companies, individuals, and organizations in relation to Free Senior High School. For instance, this year they launched the tablets for senior high schools. It's a very good program. This is because it's going to reduce the burden on the printing of textbooks. And you know our children, how they handle textbooks. I mean, every 3 or 4 years we have to replace them. So the idea is fine and we support it. Even if you look at NDC's manifesto for 2020, it was there. We even added tertiary institutions. So we support the idea, but we should do it at a time where resources are available. You have asked somebody to do this or supply the tablets, but 1.3 million, that is 1,350,000 to cover all students. You are not paying for it. Meanwhile, the man has gone for a loan and it is at a cost of 337 million Ghana cedis. You have not paid the person. You have paid him less than 10% of the cost. If he had gone for a bank, a guarantee or whatever, how would the person pay? So, as a minority, we are concerned that if we do this, we are killing businesses of individuals and companies in the country. So there's a need for us to intervene on their behalf.
This is Top Story brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, let's do more on this by bringing in the national PR for the Food Suppliers Association, Kweku Amedume. He is joining us on the telephone lines now. So, Kweku Amedume, thank you for joining us here. Now, how many months exactly are you owed and how much is it in total?
Thank you very much, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to air our views on this, your big platform. Good evening to your listeners out there. Yes, as we speak now, we've been owed 2024 arrears. If I say we'll be owed, there are two institutions owing us, Buffer Stock and Commodity Exchange. In fact, they undertake the supply on behalf of Ghana Education Service, and so our paymasters are the two institutions. So as I speak with you, Buffer Stock has not been able to give us any amount due us for the entire 2024 arrears, and then Commodity Exchange has given some, and some are still in arrears, and more particularly, some or those who have been paid have been subjected to some fraudulent deductions that we don't understand. My brother, as at last year, maize price was 480. Beans price was 1,100 cedis. So the beginning of 2024, we're asked to send the foodstuffs to the schools, and government were going to pay us later. We went, borrowed money and procured this in 2024. We had to be chasing and chasing after 6 months when payments are due for us to collect our money. After having deducted us 3% withholding tax, government is deducting, for instance, in my case, over 200,000 Ghana cedis for only reason that they were short waits in the delivery centers. I mean, this doesn't apply to only me. It applies to almost most or 90% of those who have undertaken supply or delivery in the name of commodity exchange. My brother, this is not fair.
Let's get it better. You're saying that you were deducted 200,000 cedis on your payment.
Yes.
For what exactly?
Over 200,000.
For what exactly?
I did a supply of 4,000 bags of maize. Out of that 4,000 bags of maize, I'm entitled to 9,920,000 less 3% tax, withholding tax. And that, I've not been told of any internal audit. I've not been told of any deductions. Only upon payment that I've been told that over 200,000 has been taken to account for short wait. My brother, if you are delivering the items to the centers, you are given a quantity, you are given a number, the weight to deliver. And so at the delivery center, there's a headmaster there, there's an accountant there who has to ensure that you have delivered according to the specifications and the quantity.
Okay.
Failure of which you are to top up before your way bill is signed.
But what
so
is,
after
what,
having
what,
gone through all this, then you come around to say that you are deducting 200,000 Ghana cedis from my 4,000. How are you expecting me to progress in business?
Okay.
This is what is killing the free assistance policy.
Okay.
If you are frustrating the working capital of the people who are delivering the food to the centers, you will not have total delivery. You will have short of the food items.
Okay.
Is your
major issue about your arrears or the quote unexplained or to you deductions that they are making?
Please come again.
I'm asking that what's your major, issue? Is it about the arrears or about what you deem as unwarranted deductions?
The arrears is part of the unwarranted deductions. So I cannot talk about arrears in separate terms and then talk about unwarranted deductions. Okay. After the said unwarranted deductions, I'm still having money with them for them to return to me. So when I talk about arrears, I'm speaking about my arrears that I have done at buffer stock that has not been given to me for the entire 2024. And I'm also talking about the arrears at commodity exchange, which have been paid and had some deductions have gone on fraudulently.
So you are saying that these deductions are done at commodities exchange and not at buffer stock?
Not at buffer stock.
Have you tried to get the explanation why?
We tried to speak to the officials. We were told that they themselves don't understand why the ministry has directed them to do that deduction, and so they are in talk with the ministry. They might end up writing to us, complying with the ministry instructions to deduct, or they might in the long run convince them to give us our money. Does that make sense to you, my brother? After having supplied over how many years? Today, beans, a bag of beans is almost 2,000 Ghana cedis. At the time I supplied, it was 1,100. You are paying me based on the old.
Do I have you here, Amedome?
My invoice is to go and make genuine claims from government. Now, government has given the money to you. The money has landed into your account. Instead of me paying the supplier, for the supplier to continue supplying the food stuff to the school, you are keeping over. I'm talking in particular reference to only me. We are more than 200 people that this disaster are being done to. It is not fair, and this is what is killing the system. It is the implementers who have failed to be realistic, who have failed to be efficient, who have failed to understand the core essence of free educators policy. They are the one collapsing the system. They are the one that is generating the argument as to free educators to be reviewed, or free educators is not to be reviewed.
Okay.
Please now, help now, me talk to them.
Now, you, for your association, do you know how much exactly in total your members are owed?
We are owed at, with Butterstock, our money is a little more than 6 billion. At Commodity Exchange, we are looking at not less than 100,000 Ghana cedis.
Not less than 100,000?
Yes.
100,000?
Yes. Ghana cedis.
At Commodities Exchange?
Yes.
100,000 or 100 million?
100 million Ghana cedis, sorry. 100 million Ghana cedis that Commodity Exchange is supposed to balance its suppliers. And I'm telling you something. You see, the Commodity Exchange was not even supposed to be in the picture in the first place. In fact, we never had challenges as serious as we have it now when Butterstock used to do supply of food staff to free SHS and Kyle. There was no account or there was no situation where our money to over 30% or 40% were deducted from the suppliers' money, and then the suppliers will not be told anything. We'll only be hearing rumors that our monies are being kept because there was an audit. How on earth can you go to audit my goods without my knowledge? And up till now, you are deducting me without even telling me you audited my goods. And you could only tell me verbally you are deducting my money from source because there was a short wait. I tell you, this is fraudulent. And this is what the duplication of effort of state enterprises is what this is what it results into. Because if Butterstock was doing its own work, and the excuse for which they brought Commodity Exchange was that it was coming to ensure effective and smooth, efficient delivery of food items to secondary schools. But this one, as it has come to cripple the businesses of suppliers. It has come to suppress and frustrate the implementation of free SHS at the altar of greed, at the altar of selfishness, at the altar of self-interest.
Well,
we must stop this.
Stay with me. Let me bring in Peter Notchukwotwo. He is ranking on Parliament's Education Committee. I'm grateful to you, Peter, Mr. Notchukwotwo, for joining. You're on Parliament's Committee on Education. How much exactly do you know about government's debt to food supplies?
Thank you very much, and good evening to your listeners. Let me say that for some time now, we have been monitoring the supply of food items to senior high schools as well as payments. We are of the view as a committee that not less than 200 million Ghana cedis is being owed the food suppliers of various categories. So then we also look at other suppliers. That's why if you look at the...
I'll come there. But when you talk about not less than 200 million cedis, they're also telling us that there are two companies they're working with, the Butterstock and the Commodities Exchange. So do we know exactly how much these two companies are owing their food suppliers?
Yeah, it is about 200 million Ghana cedis that they owe them.
All right. So what is your committee doing to ensure that these suppliers are paid and we prevent what happened some time ago when food items, you know, was just in short supply in the senior high schools?
Yeah, you see, our concern at this time has to do with the crippling of businesses, of individuals and companies that have volunteered to support the free senior high school program or policy by engaging in the supply of food items. Now, food cost of food items have gone very high now. And if they supply the food staff about 6 months or almost a year ago at a certain price, and you are not even ready to pay them, that means they cannot go back to the market again. You are killing their businesses. And that is our concern in the meantime, that pay them so that they can stay in business. We know the losses they are incurring. Why do we continue to do that to them? They are Ghanaians. They are in the private sector helping government to carry out its businesses. Why do you cripple them? That is our concern, that pay them so that they can stay in business and they can also have their livelihood. That is our major concern.
Education Service, or the two companies, the Bafa Stock and the Commodities Exchange, on why they still owe suppliers, because if care is not taken, this will impact the Free Senior High School.
Largely because if the suppliers decide not to supply food items again, I think the situation will be very bad, and that will not augur well for the implementation of the policy. We all want it to succeed. So whatever is needed for government to do must be done. And as a committee or minority, we will continue to bring this to the fore so that the right things are done at the right time.
Question is, have you invited them to understand why this is happening and to intervene by directing them to settle these debts?
You see, we have approved budget for the various agencies, and the Ministry of Education is one of them. And we are always worried. You see, we don't need to be talking every time before what is necessary to be done is done. We had to talk before money was released to WAEC. And now we have to talk before money is released to the food suppliers. It is not the best for this nation. So somebody somewhere is not doing his work. And we as a committee, we decided by the way, every time we have to come to the press so that Ghanaians will know that what is happening, and for the agencies on the individuals who are responsible play their roles effectively.
Stay with me. Let me bring in the executive director for the Africa Education Watch, Kofi Asare. Ms. Asare, I'm grateful to you for joining. You have been in the sector for quite some time, and you do know a lot of the things that are happening there. How much do you know on this development, and how does this impact the implementation of this policy?
Well, we are discussing a traditional problem. It's not new, except that we are discussing various dimensions of its symptoms. But the reality is that it's been with us even before the Free Senior High School, and it's actually deepened as a result of the Free Senior High School. You know, this is a general problem of liquidity in the public sector. And once education is taking about 20% of the public expenditure, of course, education will show the brunt. The releases are slow, you understand. The last time I checked, now Free Senior High School is run from a budget called Goods and Services Budget Line of the Ministry of Education. WAEC, or the WAEC fee, is also paid from the same Goods and Services Budget Line of the Ministry of Education. And so anytime you have delays in the releasing of appropriated amount on such lines, obviously it creates a situation we are discussing. So that's the source of the problem. The last time I checked, out of about 2.7 for Free Senior School, especially, out of about 2.7 million billion allocated, by June, only 26% have been released. That's about 330 million. Had been released. Meanwhile, by June, we had completed the end of the second quarter. I mean, we were ending the second quarter. In that, if you have a situation where we've done two quarters and you haven't released two quarters, but if you release only one quarter of the allocation for the program, which includes the cost of feeding and cost of paying WASI fees, etc., then the situation we are discussing will obviously be the major outcome of the delayed release. So the challenge is delay release. And if you look at our Free Senior High School cost incidence analysis report we published last year, you realize that we made a conclusion that an analysis of the trend of releases and disbursement on the Free Senior High School program suggests that government is only able to release and spend about half of what is allocated in a particular year. And so by the end of December, you are likely to see only half of what food suppliers deserve being paid to them. Only half of what WAEC deserves being paid to them because of the delayed releases. And until we find a solution to this liquidity issue, all we are discussing are symptoms of a problem, which is delayed releases of funds.
So, I mean, with this background laid, How do we solve this? You know, it's a problem. We need to solve that problem. How do we do it? How do we go about it?
Well, there are various alternatives to this. We've made three proposals in the past. The first was that if you allow those who have the capacity to pay for feeding, then you free resources. You create liquid. Okay, so if the average to high income earners are allowed to pay the 1,400 cedis a year spent in feeding their children in senior high schools, then it means that the schools will have liquid, they will have cash, so that as government subventions delay or releases delay, there's cash, you know, to take care of all this. That's the first proposal we made in that report. And the second proposal is that the Fast Talk and Ghana Community Exchange are only holding companies, you understand, without releasing their unlimited functions. If you want to empower them so that they can take overdrafts and then finance some of these payments ahead so that supplies are not disrupted, so that you don't unduly, you know, destroy, for want of a better word, the businesses of suppliers. So if you couple them, no one will supply food again. Then that should be another option. But we are not too sure about the asset base of Ghana Commodity Exchange or the asset base of Buffer Stock, for which reason it may restrict the ability to raise funds from the financial sector and then, you know, pre-finance or, if you like, get an overdraft to pay some of this person. But again, the option I'm talking about comes with cost, because if it's an overdraft, it's more or less a loan. It's going to come with interest. Because we'll be increasing an already high budget that government struggles to contain. So, you know, there are no soft options. We are literally, when it comes to releases and financing, we are always between a rock and a hard place. I think that all we can do at the moment is that we need to engage more at the Ministry of Finance to prioritize the release of funds for not only free senior high school but other pre-tertiary education interventions, including GET Fund, so that the $360 million that was released under the IMF program last week or so can support such items. I see a respite in the IMF release that we received last week.
So, but
I don't see any short-term solution to that. In the long term, as I've mentioned, we know what to do.
Okay.
Those who are proceeding to pay are allowed to pay. We will have liquid. Then it will take care of some of these, you know, challenges. Also, government DOG or ABFA is able to release funding.
Once there has been issue about, if you ask people who can to pay, it will be about discrimination, and you are not, given that out on a universal basis. How does government go about it to ensure that, well, yes, those who can should pay, and people cannot, and then the issue about you are not allowing everybody to assess it, you know, won't become an issue on this implementation.
We have data on the poorest households in this country. Every month, government disburses money to leave beneficiaries. We don't get some. I don't receive one. You don't receive one because you are not in that database. There is data on poor households in this country. If you go to the Ghana Household Registry, they have the capacity to deploy such data, work in collaboration with social service, and identify those who cannot feed themselves in the high school. We have too many data sets that, when we blend, we'll be able to determine those whom the state must feed freely, and if you like, give more support to in secondary school. The same way, if we go to the, for example, you go to the Lands Registry, you go to DVLA, and you find any parent's name in their records, it tells you that they own a car, they own property, you know, and so it is not the case that they can't afford 1,400 cedis a whole year. And so the data is available. It's up to us as a country to decide that digitalization will not only be a procurement activity, but it will be a means to ensuring spending efficiency of the scarce taxes, so that it will impact positively spending efficiency and value for money and how we deploy social intervention. But so far as we are concerned, it's about having a commitment to do so. Once we do so, we will be able to freeze some resources and then take care of the things. But I'm telling you that what we are having a discussion about is a symptom of a problem.
Okay.
Until the problem is solved from the root, we will have the discussion every year. And we've been doing this for 6 years. It's not going to end until we find a solution to the erratic release of GOG, of GOG especially, and to some extent, ABF in the region should have been the most reliable source of funding to
budget,
you know, from the Ministry of Finance to education and from high school to other dimensions.
Kofi Asare, I'm grateful to you for joining here. Now, Kweku Amidume, you're warning of a series of actions you will implement to retrieve your monies. What exactly will you be doing?
Please say that again.
I mean, you're warning of a series of actions you will implement to retrieve your monies. And I'm asking what exactly you intend doing for suppliers.
We will do anything legitimate. We'll do anything legal to claim our money. In fact, it is money that we have one way or the other invested in government projects, government business. It is not as if this job that we do, it's government. When government gives you contract to go and do delivery of foodstuffs, government gives you money. We go to borrow money from banks, use our properties as collateral and take those money and put in government policy. So we expect that at the end of it, when the money comes, we get paid. I hear other co-panelists or contributors who have enumerated the some of the solutions we need to put in place to ensure that these problems are solved. But you see, some of the problems, some of them cannot be ignored. If we stop duplicating effort or responsibilities of state agencies, if we continue to duplicate, it means there will be increase in some of this policy, increase in cost of running of some policies.
Okay.
If you look at the 50% of supply that was taken from buffer stock and given to commodity exchange, it has created another increase in cost in running the policy.
Okay, I'm grateful
to you. So if you stop all that and when money comes, government gives the money out to the suppliers on time.
Okay.
If the money is paid to education ministry, the
Kweku,
ministry should release the money to the suppliers.
Kweku, I'm grateful to you. Peter Notukotoy, what should government do to avert what is, what the food suppliers are intending on doing?
No.
Okay, so I think that we've lost him then. To avert what the four suppliers are planning on doing. Okay, all right. So this has been Top Story here on Joy 99.7 FM and several of our affiliates. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Top Story is always brought to you by Telecell, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. There is more on you.